Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018. The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
It's me, number one wrong writer, Jay Hall, and welcome to the show live in the day with Jay. We are live at Keita Ford in Shelby, North Carolina. That's live at Keita Ford in Shelby, North Carolina. There's going to be a very, very big event going on in just a few minutes. I guess people are here awaiting Mr. Jack Roush. He's going to be here to have an autograph session, and there's lots of things going on. So if you guys are in the Shelby area, please come on down and check us out. Also, you can follow the show on jradioshow.com. Or you can follow us at jradio@twitter.com. Definitely check out the show. Well, we got another good one for you today. North Carolina, we cannot begin to talk about how North Carolina's been on the news. We're going to talk a little bit about Pastor Worley and some of the idiotic comment that he has made when it comes to the gay and lesbian community. I know you guys have heard a little bit about this, and I know that you are getting a little tired of hearing about all the dumb rhetoric that's coming out of North Carolina. You know, and I told you that North Carolina is going to be a state that's going to make a huge, huge difference in the presidential election. And we have to pay attention to what's going on. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the North Carolina teacher from Rowan County, that is. That's a little south of Salisbury, that actually got into an altercation with one of her students about the rhetoric that he was using about the president. And you know, there's a lot of little things that's wrong with this story, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. And I'm going to play that clip. And we're going to be joined momentarily by a very, very, very close dear friend of mine, which, you know, actually my family, you guys, but you better take care of them also. But we're going to be joined by Mr. Anthony Ross, and he is going to come on. And, there's been a lot of people come on this show, and there's been a lot of interesting talent, so to speak, that I have given you guys. But I don't know if you're ready for this. If you're ready to hear a little Bernie Mac, and if you guys love Bernie like I love Bernie, then you definitely want to check out what my first guest in just a minute that I'm going to bring to you. And then also we're going to finish the show out, you guys. Tavis Smiley. Tavis is at it again. And, you know, last week I brought you Reverend Sharpton and Cornel West. And that was just the premise to what you're going to hear today with Tavis Smiley and Al Sharpton. They sounded off with each other, and they went at it, and I'm going to bring that to you guys, and I want you to go gather everybody you can think of to listen to this confrontation, because it is really hot stuff. And I'm not doing it just for your mere entertainment. I'm doing it because I want to show you how people are perceiving the black community right now. And this is something that has to be taken care of right now, because if it's not, we're going to fail, and we cannot afford to fail miserably like everyone wants us to fail, because this is what's going to make everything when it comes to the presidential race coming up this year in 2012. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to bring my first guest on. You know, the number to call, 704-313-0101, and also you can follow us on J Radio Show, twitter.com. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
You got a need for speed? Keter Ford Lincoln Roush is your hookup. Madison says, come on down and see the great Mustangs, the Roush Mustangs, Shelby Mustangs, GT Mustangs, and the six-cylinder for your grandchildren. You need to come to Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard here in Shelby. If you've got a need for speed, we've got your hookup at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush.
Stop that, Keter!
Everybody knows that Mr. Nobody Gaston Tire Service is the place to go for all your tire needs. But did you know they specialize in complete auto repair on all makes and models? Is your check engine light on? For $35, they can do a complete engine diagnostic to locate your problem and fix it. Don't spend high dealer prices. Want to have your car worked on while you work? Mr. Nobody has a free pickup and delivery service. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30. They have two convenient locations to serve, 501 East Long Avenue or 2691 Union Road in Gastonia.
Jeff? Susie? Isn't it a little early for this?
You bet your sleepy head it is, but we're pumped.
And it's Saturday.
Uh-huh. And we're going to be first in line at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Didn't you go already?
Yeah, but there's so much more to do. We can race the simulator cars, play in the kids' zone, and see the high-octane theater.
Really?
My friends say it's way more than a car museum. There are dozens of hands-on interactive activities and something for everyone.
Does Mom know about this?
Yep, it was totally her idea.
Attention, family! We have 10 minutes before we leave, and I'm really excited to take you on in the Pit Crew Challenge! Hello, honey! Move it!
Are you ready for the most interactive, high-octane experience around? Visit NASCARHall.com to get your tickets today.
The NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Mention the Red Clay Tuesday Show and receive a free simulator ride of $5 value with paid admission between June 8th and August 31st. Does your vehicle have just a dent, dents, ding, hail damage, grocery cart bang, or a non-recognized crease? At Dent Ambulance, our goal is to eliminate dents, ding, hail damage, and crease completely. As an independent paintless dent removal company, we provide personalized car service to the Gastonia area with special attention to every customer and job. If it's a small job, we can come to you and do the work. So why not call us on our cell phone and put us to the test? Call Shelly at 704-830-4687. Dent Ambulance. 2757 Ozark Avenue, Gastonia.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 704-313-0101. If you guys get a chance, and if you're in the Shelby area, come down to Keter Ford to get you an autograph from the one and only Jack Ross. He will be here momentarily to sign autographs here at Keter Ford, and that's in Shelby, North Carolina. Well, before we went to the break, I did talk a little bit about Pastor Worley. And if if you are as angry as I am about some of the things that Pastor Worley had to say, then that sums it up. And, you know, and for those of you who don't know, Pastor Worley is a pastor in Maiden, North Carolina, and he's made national news with some of the things that he's saying right now about the president and about what he's saying about the gay and lesbian community. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that some of these things have to really be addressed. If we don't address these things, they're going to continue to poison the minds of those who can actually make some things happen in the community. I told you guys, the communities are at a all-time state of emergency right now. And it has to come to the point right now where we, as a people, need to understand that if we don't secure, and I tell you this every show, if we don't secure the outlook for our children, let's give them knowledge, discipline, and a lot of knowledge and discipline, then we're setting them up for failure. I don't want to be a part of that, and I know that you don't want to be a part of that. But I want to play this clip. I want to play this first clip of Pastor Worley that's been circulating around the globe on YouTube, and it's gotten national exposure. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it before I go into something else that we definitely need to talk about. So here's the clip with Pastor Worley.
Of our president getting up and saying that it was all right for two women to marry or two men to marry, I tell you right now, I was disappointed bad, but I tell you right there, as sorry as you can get, the Bible's against it, God's against it, I'm against it, and if you've got any sense, you're against it. I had a way, I figured a way out. A way to get rid of all the lesbians and queers, but I couldn't get it passed through Congress. Built a great, big, large fence, 150 or 100 mile long, put all the lesbians in there, fly over and drop some food. Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals, and have that fence electrified till they can't get out. Feed them, and you know what? In a few years, they'll die out. Do you know why they can't reproduce? If a man ever has a young'un, praise God, he'll be the first one. All of these. You can just weld amen. I'm going to preach the hell out of all of us. Hey, I tell you right now, somebody said, who are you going to vote for? I ain't going to vote for a baby killer and a homosexual lover. You said, did you mean to say that? You better believe I did. God have mercy. It makes me puking sick to think about. I don't even know whether you ought to say this in the pulpit or not. Could you imagine kissing some man?
Only in North Carolina. Only in North Carolina where you get that type of rhetoric. And no one's making any kind of stink about it. See, this is the problem I have. The problem I have is if this was a Black Baptist pastor speaking to his congregation, not only would you have national exposure, but you would also have every community activist on the steps of that pastor 24 hours a day. Not only would you have that going on, but you'll start an influx of hate crimes, hate rhetoric. Even, you know, the Klan might even be marching as they did in Statesville, North Carolina today, which is another story we're going to talk about later on. But this has to stop. We have to stop looking for these so-called spiritual leaders who are leading flocks of people who are innocent to the fact that they don't know that they're being led astray. Pastor Worley, and I'm going to tell you, I spoke to some of Pastor Worley's people today, and he doesn't want to speak on air, which I don't blame him. He should be embarrassed. He should be more than embarrassed right now. He should feel like a complete idiot because that's what he is. And to teach that type of hate and idiocracy is beyond me. And for no one to even stand up and ask this man to be accountable for the things that he says. If our president says things like this, we want him to be held accountable. Why not hold this man accountable? Why not make him preach those things that are supposed to be preached to his congregation? Teach them the right way. See, you guys, you're really not looking at this like I'm looking at it. Not only was he talking to adults, he was talking to children. There were children sitting there. So these children got this in their mind. They're going to start thinking this is how you feel about other people who are not like you. And this is not the way we should go. This is not the way that we are going to be able to come to a time of unity and peace in this country. Didn't we ask for a president, for our president to give us unity and peace? Isn't that what our president stated that he was going to give us or show us the blueprint to? Then why do we continue to put up with this? You know, I listened to some of the people today speak about it. I listened to Harvey this morning speak about it. And I listened to Bazin this afternoon. And you know, and I really don't agree with Bazin. I don't agree with what he has to say. But I do agree with the fact that if we don't stand for something as black people, then we're going to continue to come in last. If we don't decide at some point in time that we need to say, okay, this is not 1932 and we're not in the cotton field, then we're going to continue to be treated like we are. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back, and I'm going to give you guys Bernie Mac. I think you need a little bit of laughter right now. I think you need something that can make you chuckle with all the idiots that's in North Carolina. Number call 704-313-0101. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Does your vehicle have just a dent, sting, hail damage, grocery cart bang, or a non-recognized crease? At Dent Ambulance, our goal is to eliminate dent, sting, hail damage, and crease completely. As an independent paintless dent removal company, we provide personalized car service to the Gastonia area with special attention to every customer and job. If it's a small job, we can come to you and do the work. So why not call us on our cell phone and put us to the test? Call Shelly at 704-830-4687. Dent Ambulance. 2757 Ozark Avenue, Gastonia.
Hello, this is Lyle Sturgis at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, North Carolina. Your car broke down, need an oil change, tires rotated. We are your hookup at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, the number one service department right here in Shelby, North Carolina. Come visit our technicians, our service staff for the best deal for your service needs. It's Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard, Shelby, North Carolina.
Mr. Nobody, Gaston Tire Service, has all major brands of tires. They handle Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Kumho, General, Continental, Firestone, and Bridgestone. All these at wholesale prices. So why pay too much for tires? Mention this ad and get a free tire rotation and a brake inspection, a $28 value. Mr. Nobody, Gaston Tire Service, has two convenient locations to serve you. 501 East Long Avenue and 2691 Union Road in Gastonia. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Remember, nobody knows your car like Mr. Nobody.
Welcome back to the show. Scott got me going back in the 80s right now, y'all. That's okay, though. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. For those of you who just joined us, we were talking about Pastor Worley and some of the dumb rhetoric that he used a few days ago that went viral, and national news has picked it up. And I think he's an idiot, and that's what I'm going to say on that. But right now, I want to bring on a young brother that I'm really, really proud of and proud to be speaking with today on the show. You know, not only, you know, do I know this brother really well, he's my family, so you guys definitely need to support this brother because he's definitely going to be part of this show from this point on to whenever we can get him to the next level. And when I say that talent does not describe what he does, you guys are going to quickly see the things that he has to offer and what's going to happen in the near future with him. So without further ado, I want to bring on Mr. Anthony Ross.
What's
Hey, brother, how's it going?
All right, how y'all doing
out
there?
Man, we good, Abe. Welcome to the show. I thank you for coming on to the show at such a short notice.
I thank you for having me.
Oh, man, you know how we got to do it. We definitely have to continue to be that crutch for one another when
right.
we need that extra hand. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm a young black man. Soon to be 29. Tomorrow is my birthday, and that's why it's such a blessing for me to be here alive with Mr. J.
Oh, man, no doubt.
And I'm trying to succeed for myself in life, and I've been doing this. You know, I just really started the comedy thing here lately, and it's been going okay for me. I've been getting a lot of laughter and a lot of claps and a lot of congratulations from my starting, but I still need to atmosphere out to see more and learn more about what I'm doing, what I'm getting myself into. This right here is a big step for me, running into you, like how we did, and hopefully I can see more in life and in my future with it.
Oh, you definitely will. Let me ask you a question. Now, we talk about Bernie Mac, you know,
and
Bernie was so influential in the comedy game.
Yes.
And you know, he's truly missed, truly missed,
right.
You know. What made you want to start impersonating Bernie Mac? And I mean, what transformation you go through when you doing it?
I mean, what started it was I was really young. I was in junior high school, and Bay Bay's kid, the guy that was on there used to be hollering, "Pee Wee, is that you? That you, Pee Wee?" And I used to always thought that was Bernie Mac, but it wasn't. So when I figured out who Bernie Mac was off of the house party, I started from there, and I just once I picked up his voice, I just kept it going, and everybody now that they call me Bernie. So you know what time it is.
No.
That's how they get it right there. So they see me at Bernie Mac, and they ask, "That's me." So that's how you get it, you know. So I just dive in it, you know. I don't think about it. I just go get it.
Wow, man, that's amazing.
Yeah,
dog, I gotta take off my glasses. That's amazing.
I just go get it. I just off the gate. I just I'm there with it.
You know, and let me add. Well, with the new holograms that's coming out, and you know, you got Dre, you got Diddy, you got all them talking about putting Biggie on tour, putting Pac on tour as a hologram. Do you see maybe a future with Bernie Mac going on tour as a hologram with you being the voice?
I would love for that to happen. I'd love to see that. Now that I've witnessed and seen the new diagram that's coming out with, that could be possible. If you can do Biggie, if you can do Tupac, you know, and do all those artists like that, why not? And you know, I feel I have the talent to do and bring Bernie Mac back out, because I know people love him and miss him. So.
Yeah, we definitely do. We're gonna take a quick break, real quick, and we're gonna come back, and I want to talk to Bernie a little bit and see what Bernie been getting into, and see what we can do for Bernie.
Yeah, don't y'all go nowhere.
You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Does your vehicle have just a dent, sting, hail damage, grocery cart bang, or a non-recognized crease? At Dent Ambulance, our goal is to eliminate dent, sting, hail damage, and crease completely. As an independent paintless dent removal company, we provide personalized car service to the Gastonia area with special attention to every customer and job. If it's a small job, we can come to you and do the work. So why not call us on our cell phone and put us to the test? Call Shelly at 704-830-4687. Dent Ambulance. 2757 Ozark Avenue, Gastonia.
Hello, this is Lyle Sturgis at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, North Carolina. Your car broke down, need an oil change, tires rotated. We are your hookup at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, the number one service department right here in Shelby, North Carolina. Come visit our technicians, our service staff for the best deal for your service needs. It's Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard, Shelby, North Carolina.
Stop that, Keter! Mr. Nobody Gaston Tire Service has all major brands of tires. They handle Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Kumho, General, Continental, Firestone, and Bridgestone. All these at wholesale prices. So why pay too much for tires? Mention this ad and get a free tire rotation and a brake inspection, a $28 value. Mr. Nobody Gaston Tire Service has two convenient locations to serve you. 501 East Long Avenue and 2691 Union Road in Gastonia. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Remember, nobody knows your car like Mr. Nobody.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 704-313-0101. If you guys are just joining us, you don't know what you have been missing. I am sitting here right now with the one and the only, the Mr. Bernie Mac. But what's going on, Bernie?
You know how it is. Everything's still lovely out here. I've been sitting here listening to you talk about that old preacher putting food over an electric fence. I wish I was in there. I wish he put some food over there with me. Somebody had to put him in there and throw food in there. I ain't like it.
Well, Bernie, what would you do if he put you in there? Well, I tried to put you in there.
He's going to have a hard time putting me up in there like that. He's going to be a lot of turds moving around there. He may think he's going to put me up in an electric fence and put some food and water in me. I need to be able to touch that myself. You can't just do me like that. You just throw me to the wolves. That ain't going to happen.
Hey, bro, I know you would probably be that one that got away. I guarantee you that.
You better believe I'm going to get away. I got a way to cut that electric fence off. I'll wait till it get dark. You know what I'm saying? I'll wait till it get dark. Put some water on the fence. It's going to stop then. I bet you that.
Hey, let me get your views real quick, Bernie. About what do you think about us having a black president?
I love it. You know, it's good that you had a black president. And, you know, hopefully you keep the unemployment going, you know. Some people, you know, you sit down with unemployment. People ain't got no job, and they ain't want to give nobody nothing. Because Bush so messing up for us, I tell you. And I hope us having a black president, and he at least can do something. Put a little bit more money. Give me a little bit more than a food stamp card or something. I'll be good with that. I bet you that. I'll be real good with that. $200 more they ain't going to spend of a real money. I go in there and swipe that card all day long. Walmart stay over 24 hours. I've been there with them 24 hours till they close.
Hey, you know what? I tell you what.
Yes, sir.
Boy, if you guys are just joining us, we listening to the one and only Bernie Mac that is joining us on Live in the Day with Jay. Bernie, I tell you, man, we've been wanting to see you go on tour again, and we want that to happen.
Yes, sir. Well, I just linked up with Mr. Jay, and hopefully you can push me on out there. Put me up there. If we do go on tour, my first thought want to be the electric fence. I want to go tour that first. I hope the priest will be there too.
Well, he might want to throw a little oil on you, Bernie.
Well, I'm going to baptize him in the water right there side of the fence. See how he like that. Rotisserie gold. I bet he'll love that.
Bernie, I tell you, boy, you ain't going to change, are you?
No, sir.
You ain't going to change. Let me ask you a question, Bernie. We got the DNC coming up, the 2012 DNC coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Do you think that Charlotte can handle the king and the president?
I don't know if they can have them both of them together. Because they probably be scared I walk up in there and think I'm already gone. But I'm still here. I'm back. Don't say I don't go nowhere. I've been in Charlotte with you. If Jay had me down there, I've been on the radio once again. Friday, Hardy, 2011. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bernie, I tell you, man, you know what? I think that people that's listening to the show right now, I think that they kind of trying to check their dials to make sure that they listening right, that Bernie's on landing in Shelby, North Carolina, up here at Keita Ford, waiting on Jack Rash to come here so he can sign some autograph. You going to get an autograph from
him? Yes, he better know I'm going to get an autograph from Jack. Come on, boy. I love these Ford Mustangs. I hope they let me drive one around the park a lot or something. You know what I'm saying? I'll be loving it. Make sure I get an autograph from you and Jay. What are you talking about? We ain't gonna miss this.
Hey, I tell you what, you get one of these Mustangs, I wanna ride with you, bro.
Well, come on then. You know what I'm saying? The police might be buying them. Because they got a dealership tag on the back of them. I don't know how much longer this song gonna be, but we're gonna ride anyway.
Hey, Brandon, you know what?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I tell you what, man. I tell you, we truly love you, man. And I hate that you've been gone for so long and we hadn't heard from you.
But I'm back. I'm telling you that now. You ain't going nowhere.
You didn't do a Dave Chappelle and go to Africa on us, did you?
Maybe I did. I ain't going to tell nobody. I'm going to do like Tupac or something. I'm going to come back. Don't nobody know the difference.
Hey, Brandon, I tell you what, man. I got to take a commercial real quick, Brandon. I want you to take us to a commercial if you can do that for me. Can you do that for me?
Yes, sir. This is your boy, Brandon Mack. We're here chilling with Jay. We're ready to go to a commercial. Y'all don't go nowhere. Be right back.
Everybody knows that Mr. Nobody Gaston Tire Service is the place to go for all your tire needs. But did you know they specialize in complete auto repair on all makes and models? Is your check engine light on? For $35, they can do a complete engine diagnostic to locate your problem and fix it. Don't spend high dealer prices. Want to have your car worked on while you work? Mr. Nobody has a free pickup and delivery service. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30. They have two convenient locations to serve, 501 East Long Avenue or 2691 Union Road in Gastonia. Nobody knows your car like Mr. Nobody. They're your complete one-stop auto repair shop. We all live in busy times, and once you have your oil change or service done at Mr. Nobody, they will remind you by text message or email when your next service is due. And with high gas prices, you need to keep your engine in tip-top shape, saving you money. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30. They have two convenient locations to serve, 501 East Long Avenue or 2691 Union Road in Gastonia.
I love mornings after my dad would race. I'd get up before anyone else, sneak out to the garage, and inspect every inch of his old Chevy. Just by looking, I could tell how well he did the night before. Yeah, I got my first taste of racing and my first taste of Sundrop right here.
Sundrop, the taste you go wild for, and a favorite in the Earnhardt Garage for over 40 years.
Some things just kind of run in the family.
Sundrop Citrus Soft Drink.
You got a need for speed? Keter Ford Lincoln Roush is your hookup. Madison says, come on down and see the great Mustangs, the Roush Mustangs, Shelby Mustangs, GT Mustangs, and the six-cylinder for your grandchildren. You need to come to Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard here in Shelby. If you've got a need for speed, we've got your hookup at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush.
Stop that, Keter!
Man, you tell me, what's this? What in the world is this we listen to?
Hey, Brady, I'm telling you, man, I'm just trying to fit in with what's going on right
fit
now.
Fit in? What the world? Me and you together, we can't can fit in that. Ain't no way in the world. It should push that all the way to the bank. That way my son tell me, we're going to throw this fool back. They don't say bank, they say bank. Where's bank? I'm going to put this food up on the table all the way back.
Bernie, I don't think you ever been this deep in North Carolina before. You come with the rest of the Kings last time you were in Charlotte. I don't think you come this far.
Now, you got me down for the country now, boy. You got me way down here in the woods. I might go chop out some fish and grits, something down off of here where you got me at. Now, in Savannah, North Carolina. These people down here crazy anyway. Murder capital down here. You got to make sure you got me an entourage while I leave a pot of here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be me and you.
Me and you together there. I got your back. I'm going to follow you out here. What? I think I want you to follow me a little bigger than me, Jay.
Bernie, I tell you what. Have you been listening to the news in this area since you've been here today? Have you been listening to the news, things going on in North Carolina?
Not necessarily. I've just been trying to find me somewhere good to eat. I've been hearing about the news right here, and it's going crazy, too. I know you talk about that priest and everything. I heard about him.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that guy there.
Yeah, something wrong with
him. Something's wrong with him.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with him, Bernie. I don't know if I want to get him on this show or if I need to just forget about this crazy man.
If you do get him on the show, bring me when he comes. I want to get his autograph, too.
Bernie.
Yes, sir. Up front in person. Believe that.
Bro, I don't know if we're going to go there, because if we go there, we might be sitting up in court. I don't want to catch a case.
Well, No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them. Now, if you by yourself on there, cuz, don't expect to do that. We got to push that back.
Hey, I tell you what, Bernie, it's been such a pleasure getting to talk to you, man. Yes. You know what? I'm going to have you back on this show more than you want to be back on this show.
I'm glad. Maybe I'll spend the night at the studio. You ain't got to go nowhere. I'll be here. I might sleep one of these four Mustangs. They don't call the police on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I definitely have had a great, great time talking to Bernie. Bernie, man, I really appreciate you. Take care of my cousin, man, and know that you are definitely you got a home here with me.
Yes, sir. I know that.
All right, brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Give the listeners a little more before you leave.
You know what I'm talking about. Make sure y'all tune in the next time your boy Bernie Love is on the station with you again. And I'm out.
All right, brother. Peace. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to give you Sharpton and Smiley. You guys don't want to miss this. Number to call 704-313-0101. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Does your vehicle have just a dent, sting, hail damage, grocery cart bang, or a non-recognized crease? At Dent Ambulance, our goal is to eliminate dent, sting, hail damage, and crease completely. As an independent paintless dent removal company, we provide personalized car service to the Gastonia area with special attention to every customer and job. If it's a small job, we can come to you and do the work. So why not call us on our cell phone and put us to the test? Call Shelley at 704-830-4687. Dent Ambulance, 2757 Ozark Avenue, Gastonia.
Hello, this is Lyle Sturgis at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, North Carolina. Your car broke down, need an oil change, tires rotated. We are your hookup at Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, the number one service department right here in Shelby, North Carolina. Come visit our technicians, our service staff for the best deal for your service needs. It's Keter Ford Lincoln Roush, 1775 East Dixon Boulevard, Shelby, North Carolina.
Stop that, Keter!
Back to the show. Number to call 704-313-0101. For those of you who have just tuning in to us, we have been talking with none other than the original King of Comedy, Mr. Bernie Mac, and you guys missed a treat. So you definitely need to go back and listen to the show on demand on jradioshow.com, and you can check out all the shows on demand. We're getting ready to put up those shows. We're getting ready to put up the Chicago and New York shows that's going to go on there. Guys, we're live here at Keter. We're live here at Keter Ford in Shelby, North Carolina. That's what happens when you go live. Things like that happen. We got someone that just bought them a brand new Mustang, and they decided they want to test the horn out. But at the top of the show, I told you that Al Sharpton and Tavis Smiley went at it. Okay, it looked like I'm going to have to bring Bernie back in here.
Somebody else, Bernie's
got
to get in that thing.
I think Bernie might have got in it.
So don't worry about it.
I did say a little bit about Tavis Smiley and Al Sharpton getting into it, and it made national news. And guys, when I say they really went at it, they went at it. And I'm not even going to waste any more time because it's a three-part series, and I want to give you at least two of them today and the next week, give you some more. So here is the first clip of Al Sharpton.
What we're going to do is go look at the issue of what we're going to do with the...
Well, I'm definitely going to be in Washington tomorrow because that's what our concern is. We get killed if we don't represent our interests in the disproportionate amount of unemployment in our community. And I and Ben Jealous are going to be back in there tomorrow. I think Mark is going to join us, Laura Murphy and others. Hold of the minute, Dr. Ogletree. I have on the line Tavis Smiley, I believe. What is that, Tavis Smiley?
Reverend Al, how are you, sir?
I was fine till you start messing with me this morning. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me, and I'm not messing with you or Brother Ogletree. I'm
you doing, Tavis?
Hey, J. Charles, how are you?
Good.
What I said this morning was on national radio, which I'll say again now, is that we need to have a conversation about whether or not there needs to be a black agenda. And when there are certain African-American leaders, including respectfully and lovingly, as I said this morning, the two on this phone right now, who are quoted in the New York Times and other places coming out of meetings in the White House suggesting publicly in the media and to black people that this president doesn't need to have an African-American agenda, what I said this morning, and I prefaced it by saying how much I love you and Brother Ogletree and Mark Morial and Ben Jealous and the icon, Dr. Dorothy Height. But when black leaders start saying to black people in the black media that we don't need to have this president focus on an African-American agenda, given that black folk are getting crushed, I said we need to come together to have a conversation about what that means. I think there's a disconnect between those kinds of quotes and black people. I made no.
No, I think there's a disconnect between. I think there's a disconnect between what you're saying and what was said. First of all, we never said that, and second of all, the New York Times never said we said that. And if you wait a minute, I didn't interrupt you. And if you thought we had said that, you should have picked up the phone and called and asked us. When people were beating you down last year for your opposition for President Obama, I came to your forum and defended you. So the least you could have done if you thought we said something that you had issue with was pick up the phone if you have such love for us and ask us, was this said? But I challenge you to show me what New York Times said. That the New York Times said we didn't discuss a race jobs bill. We did not say that we did not think he needed to discuss a quote.
Now I can quote. I have the article in front of me. I can quote from it right now if you want.
But which date? Because I want to pull it up.
I got it right now. February 9th, 2010.
Go ahead.
And the article says, and I quote, talking about the fact that President Obama has been avoiding the race question. The article says, and I quote, February 9, 2010, many black leaders view this White House position as wise. The Reverend Al Sharpton, who is working with Mr. Obama to close the achievement gap in education, says the president is smart not to ballyhoo a black agenda. It goes on to quote Charles Ogletree. It goes on to quote Dr. Dorothy.
Okay, well, Travis, tell me, when I said that he is smart not to ballyhoo a black agenda, how does that even come anywhere near you saying I walked out the White House saying that we don't need a black agenda that the president deals with? If I said that if you were getting ready to have an event and you'd be smart not to ballyhoo a certain segment of the event, that does not mean that I don't think you should have the event or emphasize something. What you just read is nowhere near what you said, Tavis.
First of all, Reverend Al, if you get a transcript of what I said this morning, I did not say
you just told me what you said, and I'm telling you, you're wrong. And what you just read does not correspond with what you said.
I did not say anything more in my commentary this morning than what was said in these articles, number one. Number two.
Mr. Smiley, you did not just read an article that we walked outside of the White House and said that we don't need a black agenda.
Reverend Al, and that's not what my commentary said this morning. You should.
But you just said that yourself.
No, I'm telling you now what I said in my commentary this morning, number one. Number two, for 10 consecutive years, you and Charles Ogletree were pretty much at every one of these forums that I've had on the State of the Black.
That's correct.
And in 10 consecutive years, I sent you the same letter this time that I sent all the others. You say I didn't call you. I've never. We're friends, and we talk and hang out and have dinner together. But every year I invite you to participate in this conversation, I do it the same way.
First of all, Tavis, first of all, you have always called me and said, hold this date because you're getting a letter. Second of all, you announced publicly you are not having the forum this year.
Exactly.
You announced that publicly.
Exactly.
So sending me a letter and not even calling me and assuming I got a letter when you had announced you were not doing it is disingenuous.
Hold it.
I'm going
to
let you talk as long as you want, but I'm going
to
hit you point by point. So that is disingenuous. Third of all, for you to get on and say that we said something that we didn't say and then read a quote that doesn't say that, because February 9th we hadn't even had to meet with the president, and I repeat, I don't think the president needs to ballyhoo a black agenda. That does not mean the president does not need to deal with a black agenda. The president does not need to get out there and do what we should be doing. Saying the president shouldn't ballyhoo a black agenda is not saying the president should not be held to a black agenda or deal with a black agenda. And that is not what you said.
Don't talk to us like we stupid, Tavis. Hold on a minute. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say. But if you want to deal with truth, let's deal with truth lovingly. But don't love me and distort me. Keeping it real. Shopton, that's my name. I'll be right back.
Boy, I told you. I told you Shopton pulled no punches, and you guys have not heard anything yet. I'm going to play real quick. We're going to get back in just a second, but I want to say this real quick. I'm going to play the second part, well, part two, that is. I want you to hear Tavis's comeback, and I want you to hear this is why Shopton is who he is. This is why he's not afraid to stand in front of 10,000 people and give a speech about race equality. This is why he is not afraid to walk and march on Washington and speak for the poor people of America. I didn't say the black people. I said the poor people of America. This is why he is who he is. This guy holds no punches. And for Tavis Smiley, which I used to like Tavis. I really did. I think Tavis is very, very intelligent. And I think that he had a lot to offer, but when he started, as you can say, flipping the switch, I think Tavis lost a lot of cool points with me. And I know he lost a lot of cool points with a lot of other people. But real quick, I'm going to go, and we're going to play the second part, because we're running out of time today, but I'm going to play the second part, and we'll probably finish up next week with the third part of this series. So here's part two of Al Sharpton versus Tavis Smiley.
Keeping it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton, and we're back. Dr. Charles Ogletree, his weekly time here on the show from Harvard. I believe we still have on the line Tavis Smiley, and we're talking about an incident that happened this morning. Mr. Smiley announcing he is going to do a forum, and had some words that I took disagreement with, and I think Dr. Ogletree did. And let me say this. I want people to be clear. I have a lot of respect for Tavis, and I hope that how this resolves itself is where all of us can disagree without being disagreeable and resolving. I would have hoped that we could have done this in private, but since you decided to attack me on the air this morning on national radio, as you said, I answered it on the radio. And I hope that we can in some way show our people how to resolve these matters.
You promised before the break you let me respond to what
go
you
ahead,
said.
Please.
I can do this. Can I, both of you, can I respond?
Yeah, but let Tavis speak.
I think he can respond to all of them. Let me just
all right,
say
go.
There are two points I made in the New York Times article you're referring to, Tavis. The first is that I said I think there's a carefulness, not a reluctance, but a carefulness about what should be said going forward from the president, because he can't get ahead of Congress, even though he should use a bully pulpit. The second point I said is this, that I find it puzzling, the idea that a president who happens to be black has to focus on black issues. Those are two things I say, period, in this article. And I was not at the White House meeting. I was not at the jobs meeting.
But that article was before that. That's why I don't know how he confused the two. That article was 2 weeks before that.
Let me respectfully respond to both of you and just say, number one, for anyone listening to this conversation, this happens all the time in black America, quite frankly, in America, period. Very quickly, three or four points. Anyone who did not hear my commentary, what's happening now is a bunch of conjecture about what I said. Reverend Al, I don't even know if you heard what I said this morning, word for word. So number one, let me invite everyone listening right now to go to my website at TavisTalks.com. You can download a transcript of what I said verbatim, and you can watch me in video in my studio this morning offering this commentary on national radio. So one, go hear what I said, not what other folk are saying that I said. The second thing is I do not engage, Reverend Al, in any personal ad hominem attacks. I have never attacked you personally or privately, and so to say that I attacked you is wrong. Once folk hear the commentary, they'll be able to put that in proper context. Number three, I said in my commentary this morning that I appreciate both you, Charles Ogletree, and all the other names I've listed for your courage, for your work, for your witness, for being freedom fighters. I said this morning in a variety of ways that I love you and there ain't nothing you can do about it. But the whole point of the commentary that folk can read or hear for themselves at TavisTalks.com is it has come time for a conversation. I think we all agree. You host a radio show. I do radio and TV. Brother Ogletree, on your program, there's a huge debate in Black America right now based upon these comments that need some clarity. Whatever you said, you said. Whatever you meant, you meant. That's the reason for having a conversation, to understand, for the people can understand what these African-American freedom fighters meant with these quotes that have gone everywhere about the president not needing to focus on, to be ballyhoo, whatever word you want to use. There is this story that's out there now about whether or not black leaders are giving the president a pass on a black agenda. And all I've suggested is that we will come to Chicago on March the 20th for a live TV conversation, as we've done in the past, to wrestle once and for all with this question before we get much deeper into this presidency about whether or not there is a black agenda, given that black folk are getting crushed, that this president needs to be asked to focus on. That is the point of the conversation, not to attack anybody. I would never attack you. I love you again. Ain't nothing you can ever do about that. I just want to know who's going to come to Chicago, Reverend Al.
Well, I won't be there because, first of all, the date doesn't work for me. I did not know about the date. I was not invited. Wait a minute. I let you talk. Now let me talk.
We need to talk to your office, sir.
Nobody in my office has any information of this at all. I checked this one. And I'm telling you, Tavis, I've been there every year. You ask me. The last I know on this is you canceled this year. But let's get beyond that. The fact of the matter is, to distort and to say I said something I didn't say is to attack me. And I think that I spend 18 hours a day going all over this country dealing with black folks' agenda. To say that I said the president shouldn't focus on black agenda, on black people and all, is a lie, and I didn't say it. And the New York Times didn't say I said it. I said that he is smart not to ballyhoo that. I think the president focusing on something, and the president becoming a black exponent of black views to feed into Glenn Beck and them to have an easy way to stop legislation that will help black people, is just stupid. And I took very serious issue with you distorting, which you seem to not understand my view. And that's what I said. You can say any way you want. That's not attacking. That is attacking. If I take your view and distort it and make it the opposite of what you work and give your life and blood for, then that is an attack. Wait a minute, Tavis. I let you finish. Let me finish. So I take that as an attack. Second of all, clearly, we've been talking on this show and other forums about we need everybody to sit down. But I do not think that, Tavis, you can call everybody to sit down on a date you set up with a TV station without talking to people about their dates, and you have been notoriously anti the president. I think you ought to be on the panel, not convening the panel. Wait a minute. Let me finish. I think some of the objective people in our community that have not been pro or con the president ought to convene this, and those of us that got a position should take it. And I think we ought to talk about a black agenda. I think Chicago's the right place to talk, and I don't think we should limit it to the president. Let's talk about the black politicians and black leaders in Chicago that are supporting whites against blacks, that have supported people right there in the county against blacks. Let's not have an Obama say, let's talk about blacks that run around selling books and never come back to deal with accountability. Let's not beat up on the president. Let's all bring it out, and let's have some objective people convene.
It's your show, and you're filibustering, respectfully, but Jasmine...
I talk less time than you did, and I'm not filibustering. You went on the air this morning. To your surprise, I answered you.
Reverend,
I called you when you went off the air. You would not return my call, Tavis.
You've been joining us in Chicago, Reverend Al.
Did I call you this morning?
I haven't heard from you this morning.
I called you on your cell phone. You did not call me back. I talked to your cell phone. I talked to Michael Eric Dyson. I talked to a lot of people. You waited to call on the air, so we had the discussion on the air. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Keeping it real. Shopton, right after this.
That was Al Sharpton, and he was on his show, respectfully. That's where I got that clip from. It was Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton. Just want to give him respects to that. But, you know, I think Tavis is an idiot. I think Tavis doesn't understand what he has caused. The rift between him and Reverend Al Sharpton is something that doesn't need to happen at this point in time. And trust me, this was a while back. But, you know, we're still feeling the impacts of this. But just because Sharpton has such a strong voice in the community. And I think what Tav has done to him really, really hurt his feelings to the point where he didn't know which angle he was going to do. And as he stated, he didn't want to do this on national radio, but Tav has made him because Tav has eluded him. So I think it was great that they dialogued. I think it was great that Reverend Sharpton said that he wanted to get past this and be able to come to some consensus about this because that's what's important. I'd like to take the time real quick to thank all of you guys for listening to the show. Continue to listen to the show because that's the only way we're going to grow is if we support one another. I'd like to thank none other than Bernie Mac, which I think Bernie's still in the building right now. I'm going to bring him on in just a second to say goodbye to you guys, but I want you guys to know to love one another because I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. So as I tell you each and every day, peace be unto you guys, and you definitely need to continue to tune into the show. But right quick, I think I got Bernie with me again. Bernie, I thought you was leaving, bro.
Man, I told you all, sir, I just looked at the Mustang and everything, and I'm trying to see my pocket fat that'll buy me one or something. But I enjoyed you having me out here again. I sneak back up in there. I still hear you out there running off his own mouth and everything. So I said, I'm going to peek back up a bit and see what he's talking about a little bit.
Bernie, hey, man. Hey, you know what? We're going to get together after this, Bernie. We're going to hang out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So you tell all the fans and your listeners, you see them later, and come back to the show next week.
Hey, yo, this your boy, Anthony Ross, a.k.a. Bernie Mac, tuning in with WGNC 1450 AM, and we have...
You've definitely been live in the day with Jay.
Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018, the Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
Special to him. Someone hurt. girl, I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with
my girl. Come to my world. You're so endearing to me. I want you for my queen. Your love, it's needed your touch. After all, I choose to fall for my beautiful, beautiful voice.
Cool J, cool J.